no one understand. But all I ask of you is to put your faith, put your trust in me. This is all I've ever commanded of you. That by simple trust and obedience to my word. For it is a great, there is a mighty work that I desire to do through you. There is a work that I desire to do for you, in you. But it is a greater work that I desire to flow through you. My blessing that I put upon you as individuals and upon you as a fellowship, that blessing is to encourage you. That blessing is to minister life into you. But more important than that is that the blessing which you receive is also for others. Do not put any limitations on what I can do.
Yeah.
Cast down all vain imaginations. Cast down all doubts. Take your eyes away from circumstances that array around you. Put your faith and put your trust in me. For I will never fail you. I will never disappoint you. You have had disappointments in your life. And many times you say, Lord, where is the promise? Where is the fulfillment of that word which you spoke to me? What happened was you took your eyes off me. And just as Peter, as he slipped and fell out of my grasp, you have allowed what I have promised and what I've spoken in your life to slip away from your grasp because you failed to keep your eyes upon me. But in these days, you are to close your ears off concerning doubts and unbeliefs, and you are to put your heart steadfast towards me. I say of you, you can take me at my word. For my word will never fail. And that is why I just ask and command of you to put simple faith and trust in my word. For art not thou said to come to me like as a child? And a child just simply takes. And this is why I say to you, come to me as a child. Take my word for your life and put your faith and trust in me. Do not be swayed by circumstances. Do not let your eyes be fixed on anything else upon my word and my faithfulness to perform what I desire to do in you and through you, says the Lord.